This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
While they're celebrating in the UK over the Queen Elizabeth II's Jubilee, Biden, our president, called for a ban on assault weapons and more reforms in the wake of all these mass shootings, starting on the heels of Uvalde. We'll outline what he had to say. More details on that gunman who killed four people at the Oklahoma Medical Building. He was actually a patient of the victim. Lots of conversation about guns and about mass shootings and everything in between because of really what's happened in the last few weeks. Gas prices are soaring. Airline fares are soaring as well, and people are starting to feel that pinch. Inflation, my friends, that is what we're seeing. Plus, the reverberating effects of Russia invading Ukraine. It's been 100 days of war. My name's Kate Delaney. Once again, thanks for joining us here on this show. What the president said was, how much more carnage are we willing to accept, as he went on the airwaves and laid out some gun control proposals in his speech. He was more specific than I've heard him ever be about that. He flat out called for a ban on assault weapons and high capacity magazines. And short of that, he said the age to purchase them should be raised from 18 to 21. So to make it 21, saying we should reinstate the assault weapons ban because we did have one that passed in 94 with bipartisan support in Congress. We remember that. And he talked about nine categories of semi-automatic weapons that were included in the ban, AK-47s, AR-15, etc. And in the 10 years, is what he said, since it was a law, mass shootings went down, but then when it expired in 2004, the weapons were sold again and mass shootings tripled. He said, these are the facts, that's it, and talked about why, and this is a quote, why in God's name should an ordinary citizen be able to purchase an assault weapon that holds 30-round magazines that lets mass shooters fire hundreds of bullets in a matter of minutes? He said the damage was so devastating in Uvalde, parents had to do DNA swabs to identify remains of their children, 9 and 10 years old, which is true. It was disgusting what happened there. That's not even a good word to use. It was an unimaginable horror show is what it was. And first responders barely feel like they can withstand what they saw in seeing those kids. So it was carnage, absolutely. He talked about strengthening background checks and enacting safe storage laws and red flag laws. Red flag laws have worked well in some areas. Republicans have proposed that, and it's worked well in Florida, for example. And then he talked about a serious mental crisis in the country, saying we have to do something about it, and that's why mental health is at the heart of his, what he's calling, unity agenda that he laid out in the State of the Union address earlier in the year, saying we have to provide more school counselors or school nurses, more mental health services for students and for teachers, more people volunteering as mentors to help young people succeed, more privacy protection and resources to keep kids safe from the harms of social media, and that the unity agenda won't fully heal the wounded souls, but it will help matters. You know, the problem is with that particular aspect of it, of course, if you could know what someone was going to do, of course, if we had a crystal ball, of course, if you could see the behavior, of course, if you could look at everyone's social media posts and say, oh, well, that's not just an angry comment. That person is not right. That person is going to go and take out people in a mall, people in a shopping center somewhere, in a grocery store, at a school. That's the problem with that. I mean, it sounds good, right? Like, hey, let's get counselors. Let's have nurses. Let's have mental health services for students and teachers. Let's get these mentors. Mentoring has been suggested for a very long time, and stepping up mental health services has also been suggested for decades. Decades, even when it wasn't kosher, so to speak, to talk about that, to talk about the problems. I think of everything that was said, red flag laws are something to look at. And I believe, no matter what your political persuasion, you might agree with that, because we've seen this work at the behest or request of Republicans. And they've seen it work, where you've been able to stop some shooters, where you've been able to seize the shooter before it happened. Where this all falls, I mean, who knows at this point. I don't believe we're going to see any, I don't think we're going to see an assault weapons ban go through, even if some Republicans are warm to it. I don't believe that. Tougher background check laws, maybe. The minimum age of purchase, maybe. The red flag laws, that has a shot. But a lot of what he suggested, I don't believe would get passed. And the legislative branch and the will of the American people, which is very split on what should happen and what shouldn't happen, what's an overreach and what's not an overreach, even gun, and I'll call somebody a gun enthusiast. They like to shoot, they like to hunt, they like to do various things, you know, go target practice, etc. Even people in my family that I know are hunters, and what do they consider an overreach? What would they be willing to say, yeah, that makes sense, I can see that? I mean, I've said all along that why can't you have some sort of a better waiting period? I mean, that makes sense to me. Things that I've had to wait for are drive me crazy. So something in the category of a gun and a check, I think that there are certainly things that could be done there that wouldn't trample on rights, because I, too, support the Second Amendment. I think if people want to have firearms, they should be able to have firearms. I think the idea, the argument of completely taking guns away from people, just guns away from people, is not a valid one, and is one where you would say, well, then criminals will get the guns for sure, because there's definitely a black market for it. And then what is that going to do for anyone? Or the argument about, if somebody wants to go after you, there's other ways to go after you, or they want to take out something, they want to go after people. Well, we've seen that with explosions, we've seen that with jihadists, etc. Of course, we understand that, we know that. I think it's about looking at what's acceptable, what really honestly could help, versus jumping on hysteria and trying to quickly come up with something that sounds good but will never ever get passed and could never ever ever fully be rolled out anyway. Coming up this hour, of course, we have the mailbag. We're going to talk about those skyrocketing gas prices. Have you filled up lately? Ouch.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriend, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.
You have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Oh, we didn't have to do much digging. Lots of opinions, especially when the latest came out about what happened in Tulsa. So I got this one from Buck, who says, Delaney, boy oh boy, it is a sad state of affairs with some of the crazies that we're seeing and some of the targets that are being taken out in the human form that should never happen. The pain, the suffering, the anger is just absolutely outrageous. I'm sure among so many family members, I cannot imagine what it would be like if one of my daughters were involved in any of these shootings. If anything happened to them, I would be beside myself, to say the least. But I wanted to tell you about Tulsa, my thoughts on that. How about a point where you've got a guy who goes and gets back surgery, is not happy because he's feeling pain, so he decides to go and kill the doctor and also kill a receptionist, a nurse, and then somebody else that was that happened to be there in the waiting area. And then to have that happen as we're all catching our breath from the tragedy in Uvalde, it really just made you think, wow, what do other physicians or what do other people who deal with people who suddenly become unhinged, what are they thinking after this Tulsa gunman who was angry over feeling pain after that back surgery? Yeah, you know, it is scary, right? So he blamed the doctor for the pain, and he bought guns in the last couple of days, stormed into the building, killed the four, and then killed him himself. And he specifically hunted down his doctor. And another doctor, a receptionist, a nurse, and wow. You know, the shooting and the timing of it and the grief that the people must feel in Tulsa. This, especially, you know, you talk about here. You have this surgeon who, you know, who, and the guy, by the way, was Michael Lewis. So he goes to look for his doctor, Preston Phillips. And so this Preston Phillips, doing a little research on him, was a really well-liked orthopedic surgeon. He was a sports medicine doctor. And just, oh, just so awful in reading, and again, in reading more details about what he was, you know, what he did, and the fact that he was released less than a week after he was operated on. He called in days after, complaining of the pain, requesting treatment, and a day before the shooting, you know, he was seen, and then the next day he called again to say he was still uncomfortable and he needed some other kind of aid. He needed something else. And so then he goes to the hospital and he's armed and he knew exactly what he was going to do and he did it. And boy, oh boy, it's, again, are there words, searching for words in all of this? I mean, there have been 200 mass shootings so far in 2022, and just add this to it. I mean, this was very specific, though. This wasn't random per se, because there was an intended target, and then there were other casualties connected to the intended target. I mean, think about this. You're a receptionist working for a doctor, and you're there. I mean, you're getting gunned down because you're part of that. Were they expecting that? Of course not. I mean, was there any warning? Was there any indication? Was there any ramblings, manifestos? Social media, red flags? Anyone see anything? And the answer is no, there wasn't. Not that anyone can certainly have seen or has talked about at this point. So he felt like he got botched surgery. He was blaming it on the doctor, the back pain, and so he went after him. Wow. Okay, let me rifle through a few more. This one from Mac Delaney. I like when you guys are all calling me Delaney, because that's the first name for a lot of people now. Delaney, I hope that you're safe there in Florida, because I'm seeing that there is a nasty system that is going to hit southern Florida. The National Hurricane Center, I know you're up on all your weather, had a storm watch for parts of the Florida Keys and Miami and Fort Lauderdale and West Palm and probably some other areas too, and I guess a bunch of rain, so it should be a wet weekend. I am fortunately not in the Keys, beautiful area though, of course. Not in Miami, not in those areas they're talking about. Could get rain where I am, but not really slammed with the system that you're talking about. And the winds I heard from somebody that was in the Keys, just terrible. They'd gone down for an anniversary. Somebody I know had gone down for an anniversary. They couldn't dive. They couldn't go on the beach. And they just said, oh, we're getting out of here, because this was supposed to be fun in the sun, but it's really getting kind of scary. And this tropical storm Alex over the waters surrounding the Florida Peninsula, that's the thing that we're talking about. I mean, it is hurricane season, and things that stir up, there's always the potential of things. Look, a wind shear. We see what can happen with wind shears. And if a wind shear drops over the Gulf, which they're anticipating starting on Friday, then the waters are more warm. They're warmer, so that spurs on more development prior to that system crossing the peninsula. And then that's, you know, what happens, especially in those areas for that main tropical storm, the areas that I mentioned, the Fort Lauderdales, the Miamis, et cetera, southern Florida. It doesn't mean that in my area I won't get any, so I am grateful that you're thinking of me, so thanks for that one. All right, app up this one. This is from Joseph, And Joseph says, God save the queen. How about Charles? I guess he gets gypped after all. There's so many sad things that are going on that we could talk about, Kate, but I think it's interesting the way the British folks hold up their royals, and the queen is like the Energizer Bunny. She is never going to go. I can't imagine that she passes away before she's 100. She's 96. Yes, yeah, so she just had that jubilee, which was 70 years on the throne, which is incredible. 96, and starting to feel that mobility problems lately. So they had a service at St. Paul's Cathedral, and apparently she went out on the balcony at Buckingham Palace during the they call it the trooping, the color parade, and the fly pass. But then after all the things that happened during the day, she bowed out of some other parts of what would normally happen, what would be that service, for example, because she was too whipped. She couldn't do it. She's just participating in things that she could do. Wow. 96 is still doing it. I mean, last month Prince Charles delivered the Queen's speech on her behalf at the state opening of Parliament. So she's been missing a few things here and there. It's age is catching up with her. It's funny that you brought her up, though. That's interesting. All right, here's the last one. This one is from Sandy in California. Kate, I listen to you on KCAA. I hear you mention it sometimes. And I listen to some other talk show hosts on that station, by the way, as well, so a shout-out to them. You're talking about Southern California and the water cutbacks. It has been awful. We're thinking about doing something akin to sort of desert flowers in our yard because it's just gotten so bad with the cutbacks, with the dry conditions, and the fact that, you know, in San Bernardino, we're limited to watering outdoor plants to once a week, and we haven't ever really had that I can think of in the time that I've lived here. So with the outdoor use being cut off for the most part and very little rain in the last few months, we're having one of our driest ever years, or at least the start of the year, the first 6 months. And if it's going to end up getting even worse, you just got to think they're going to have more restrictions. And if that's the case, I think it would just be what they call wasteful. They're calling it wasteful for some of these cities that they're not conserving enough, and they're going to hand out fines and all that other sort of nonsense that goes along with that. But what do you do when you're out of water? Yeah, what do? You have to figure out a way to conserve it, because they're going to go with the stiff fines for sure. Sorry about that. Send me your thoughts on anything, kate@katedelaneyradio.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with the Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit irs.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The FDA's response to a recall at a baby formula facility in Michigan will be the subject of a new investigation. The Department of Health and Human Services confirming the probe regarding the Abbott Nutrition plant in the southern part of the state. The probe will focus on the FDA's actions before the recall in February. The 18-year-old suspect in the May 14th Buffalo supermarket mass shooting, in which 10 people were killed, pleaded not guilty Thursday to a total of 25 charges he has been indicted on. Peyton Gendron is facing 10 counts of first-degree murder. Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown spoke following the arraignment.
It is a new month, but we will never forget what happened last month on May 14th when 10 precious members of our community were murdered.
USA Radio News. President Biden is going to give a primetime address tonight following multiple recent mass shootings in the United States. The White House says it's scheduled for 7:30 Eastern Time. Energy costs are up as the price of oil remains high. The Biden administration is suggesting renewable energy as one long-term solution to this issue. In Tampa, Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm says they are working to ensure people can afford renewable solutions as the price of energy rises.
This price hike that we are seeing globally will likely remain high. And so we want to make sure that at the same time as we are calling upon an increase in supply, that we are also accelerating our future to clean energy solutions.
She says the president is calling on Congress to provide tax breaks for the purchase of electric vehicles. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Time for a little rewind. I bet there's a lot of people that wish they could rewind some of what happened this past week. And boy, it has been a crazy, crazy, crazy week. No question about that. The beginning of the week brought more funerals for the children of Uvalde who were gunned down and lots of questions about how long it took law enforcement to respond as they were outside to going into the school, even though there was an active shooter. And yes, he might have stopped shooting, but there were children who were bleeding. There were children who were hit. So there are massive, massive questions about the timing of that. And of course, the Department of Justice announcing that they're leading an investigation into Uvalde. And there was also, as part of the rewind, on the upside, if you want to call it that, there is no upside to this story, really, but special coffins were designed for the victims of the, you know, of the shooting. And I do think anything that can be done, anything at all, that gives some moment of peace or some recognition for kids who don't go on to realize whatever they would have accomplished or enjoyed or done in their lives because their lives were cut so short. The fact that a business created 19 custom caskets for the victims, I think it says something. It wasn't about profit. It was about being heartbroken and coming up with something that they could do. Just when you think you can't do anything. There's a guy named Trey Genham who runs a thing called Soul Shine Industries. It's a custom casket business. He met with the families of victims so he could learn about their interests and incorporate them into special designs. So there were superheroes, TikTok, dinosaurs, all kinds of designs that were hand-painted so that it wouldn't just be a box. It would be something more beautiful, some kind of a creation. So he worked for long, long hours with his son to get the caskets ready. Dozens of others helped, graphic artists, a trucking company to transport the caskets because this was a quick delivery, right? And they had it ready. The first victim laid to rest was 10-year-old Amory Joe Garza, who was carried inside a silver casket into Sacred Heart Church in Uvalde, and people at the funeral wore her favorite color, which was purple. And then there was Maddie Rodriguez on Tuesday night, wanted to be a marine biologist. Her favorite color was green. Guests wore green tie-dye in her honor. So the little things that happened to bring recognition to these, especially these children, says something about the human connection and what can you do? How can you reach out? How can you touch them? What is it that you can possibly do? This is something that's been going on for a long time, but it was also part of the Rewind this week. I used to live in Las Vegas, and Lake Mead, at the time when I lived there in, 2000, it was full. But Lake Mead's water levels are so low because of the drought, this unprecedented drought, that it seems like every week there are new discoveries. There are new boats that are being uncovered. There are bodies that have been found in Lake Mead because they were buried under 20 feet or more of water at some points. And now with it drying up, parts of it have dried up and exposed what lies beneath. And what lies beneath isn't always so pretty. And this is now part of what Lake Mead is about. So there was just a boat. There was a boat that resurfaced at Lake Mead in Nevada, another one. And it just was a boat that was probably 22 feet. It looked like a kind of a fishing boat, and it was at one point just sticking straight up in the water. Right? You know, somehow it had sunk or was sunk, and with its Lake Mead is less than 30% capacity, then that's what's happening. And then you got people who are curious or who are going down to maybe jump in a kayak, and they've got whatever four-wheel drive, and they're getting stuck. And this is what's happening in Lake Mead. And I think there's going to be probably more of that in the weeks to come because it's not they're not getting rainfall and it's not going to be gushing water anytime soon. So there may be more that happens. All right, part of the Rewind would be a discussion on Michael Avenatti. He was sentenced to 4 years for stealing about 300,000 from Stormy Daniels. Remember him? He got a lot of FaceTime with her, meaning he always had the media talking to Stormy Daniels. He talked to 60 Minutes and other news organizations. So he's sentenced to 4 years. A district judge said his conduct was so brazen and egregious, he took advantage of a vulnerable victim, giving her unorthodox career and somewhat unorthodox beliefs. Given her. So he was convicted of one count of wire fraud and one count of aggravated identity theft in February, and he faced as much as 20 years on the wire fraud charge and a mandatory two-year sentence for aggravated identity theft. So how about that? He's currently serving a 30-month prison sentence for attempting to extort $20 million from Nike by threatening to go public with damaging information unless they paid him. It just gets more and more bizarre with him. He was like, at one time, I'll call him a prominent or well-known attorney. And his fame really rose after representing Stormy Daniels when she went public with allegations that she got a $130,000 payment just before the 2016 presidential election to silence her allegations of an affair with the then candidate, Donald Trump, which he has denied. So now he's sentenced, and there's more time to be served. This was a guy who was seeking publicity, got the publicity, had made a client famous. And that's the price he paid for thinking he was going to get away with whatever he was trying to get away with, because there were a couple of things mixed in there that he thought was possible. And lo and behold, not possible. If we talk about the rewind, you have to talk about gas prices. And the fact is they're going to stay high for a while. Part of that is Russia's invasion of Ukraine. That's a major, major, major reason. But also, it's not the only thing of why we're, the only reason we're hitting some of the high numbers that we're hitting. It's definitely part of it, but another thing is COVID cases and lockdown rules and all of that, and what crude is costing. That's what you look at, whatever crude is and how high it goes. It's going to affect you at the pumps. And, you know, you had people that were staying at home, you had people that weren't going out as much during the pandemic. Now there's much more demand for it, and the refinery capacity isn't there. That's another very, very big reason. So we know it's at a record $4.67 a gallon. That's according to AAA this week. That is $4.67. That's just the average. So there are people that are paying much more than that. We're just talking about the average. That's it. If we go to a rewind and we just look back at what was a short week because of the Memorial holiday, really sad story about a parasailing group of a mother and her son and also her nephew, where a Florida boat captain cut the parasailing cable in an accident that was deadly, that killed the mother, wounded the son, the 10-year-old son, and the nephew. They were injured too after they were hurtled into a bridge. They were visiting the Florida Keys from Schaumburg, Illinois. And it happened at about 5 o'clock on Monday. There were a lot of scattered showers and isolated thunderstorms. Then all of a sudden there were some wind gusts that were about, at one point, 32 miles an hour. And so it was very, very calm. Then all of a sudden the temperature dropped by 10 degrees. The wind started blowing like crazy. And that's when the problem happened. So the belief was, is they were dragged about a mile or two across the surface before they hit the bridge. The guide, there was a tarpon guide who was out there, who was a good Samaritan. He raced to help the family as soon as he saw him go into the water. But what happened was that with the parasailing, the captain of that boat cut the harness to free them from the chute, which got caught on the bridge and brought them down. Really, really sad story. So under normal parasailing operations, it's the speed that creates the wind to lift the parasail into the air, and they always tell them not to cut it, so there's going to be an investigation into this for sure.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Well, we are thrilled to speak with Jamie Gwen this morning. Boy, oh boy, this is a big month. It's National Dairy Month, June is. And who better to have on, like I said, than Jamie. If you look at her background, I mentioned to her before we jumped on the air, I see her constantly, whether it's on the Home Shopping Network. I just was in California, I don't know how many months ago it was, and she's a contributor on KTLA, one of my favorite places, Channel 5 in SoCal. And again, she is certainly a sought after expert in these areas. If you think of her background, she's a Culinary Institute of America grad and Le Cordon Bleu graduate. So there you go. She got further than I did. I know how to make French fries. That's it. So we are again happy to have her. National Dairy Month. Jamie, thanks for coming on.
Okay, you flatter me, and I love French fries, just for the record, and thank you for the illustrious introduction. I love KTLA, too, by the way, and I am a proud Southern California girl, but I love sharing my passion for food, and I thank you for giving me that continued opportunity.
So in talking about dairy, when we look at shopping and we go down the aisles these days, it's a lot different, isn't it?
Oh, isn't it amazing? You know, I like to give this example because I think it hits home for all of us. When I grew up, the dairy section was like a little section of the grocery store. And today, the dairy aisle spans the entire back wall of your supermarket. So just to think of how far we've come, we are celebrating National Dairy Month, the entire month of June. Not only does it give you an opportunity to really peruse the products and find some new innovative favorite foods, it's also a great way with inflation on the rise. We know all of us are trying to keep within a budget. It's a great way to stock up with extra special deals because the supermarket is going to offer the best values of the year on dairy items during June National Dairy Month. And the products have come a long way. The offerings, the goodness, the health benefits of the dairy aisle. Today's modern dairy aisle, Kate, is no longer just traditional staples like milk, eggs, and butter.
Boy, no kidding. I was thinking about this. My nephew is vegan, and he introduced me even to almond milk, and there's vegan yogurt. I didn't realize that. There's all kinds of things that are available now.
Oh, sure. Definitely so. And you beat me to it because not only is it great dairy in the dairy aisle, but like you said, the vegan options, the lactose intolerance substitutes for your lifestyle choices, for your dietary needs, there really are extraordinary opportunities to eat well today. And I love that you mentioned almond milk because I tell my son, you know, it used to be that you had one choice in milk, right? And today, I mean, he drinks whole organic milk. I put oat milk in my coffee because it is so rich and creamy. I love almond milk to bake with, by the way. And there's lots of wonderful ways, by the way, to make good use of stocking up. So, for instance, the almond milk you alluded to, the oat milk that I love, even though it has an extended shelf life, I will pour it into an ice cube tray and make cubes of almond milk for my morning cup of coffee. So I just heat the milk first and then pour my first cup of morning joe. But stock up on butter. Find a bevy of vegan items, like you said, or cheeses or your favorite yogurt, and stock your fridge. It's really a wonderful protein-packed way to eat.
Yeah, well, I'm going to do that, the ice cube thing as soon as we're done, for sure. You just made me think about it. So that's happening in this house, absolutely. So having you on, we have to talk about some possible recipes to help the people listening plan some really cost-effective meals.
Of course, and thank you, because that's my job, to make you hungry. So we just posted a whole new batch of recipes at easyhomemeals.com. Easyhomemeals.com is the website. You will find, to start the morning off right, my French toast English muffins. Okay, you have not lived, Kate, unless you have eaten French toast English muffins. You get the texture of the English muffin and the fluffy, creamy deliciousness of the custard. And I throw some fresh raspberries and a drizzle of really good maple syrup on top. And I have to tell you, it makes your morning marvelous. Then I have a summer panzanella salad posted, which is a wonderful Italian bread salad that's a make ahead, but a terrific way to not let those garden veggies go to waste. It's a gorgeous salad made better with homemade croutons. By the way, I soak my croutons in garlic butter. They're just delicious.
Mm.
And I know. And then if you're out by the backyard barbecue, the side dishes are often my favorite part. And I make what I call the very best creamed corn. I'm very happy to share the recipe because it has a bevy of great dairy in it, from milk to cheese. And the secret ingredient is cream cheese. Oh, it is so good. And then I have two desserts to tempt you with, because one is not enough. Summer is not complete without a lemonade stand. So I call them lemonade stand cookies, because they're this like really bright lemony cookie with a beautiful buttery texture you can't get enough of. And kids and adults alike love them. And then I make a summer blueberry mousse that whips up with just five ingredients, all household staples. But the dessert is make ahead. It's creamy and super delicious. So just put it into mason jars and then go to the fridge and pull out those jars and feed your family and friends dessert so that you can sit down and enjoy the backyard barbecue or the party yourself as well you know, all the way through to the end. Recipes posted once again at easyhomemeals.com. There's a sweepstakes too, Kate. $10,000 up for grabs. Enter to win for free, and I'm not eligible, so you have to win.
Ooh, I love it. All right, I'm doing the ice cubes, the lemonade stand cookies, so I'm going to be very, very busy. Love it.
I love it. Make the most of that dairy aisle. Thank you for celebrating National Dairy Month with me and allowing me back on your show. It was a pleasure. Happy summer to you.
Happy summer to you, too. Jamie, Gwen, thank you so much.
Thank you kindly.
So what's really interesting is 90% of families shop in the dairy aisle. Well, of course, that makes sense, right? You think about it, especially when I read this statistic about Americans. We consume 260 eggs per person per year, and I wondered myself, I love eggs. It's funny because when I was a kid, I didn't like eggs. When my mother would make eggs, whatever, once or twice a week, however many times she made them, she would scramble them or over easy or soft boiled eggs, and I didn't like them. And now I love eggs. I love everything that has eggs, that you can, any eggs any way you can think of them, including egg salad, all of that, right? So I'm wondering if I'm more than that 260. I don't know. The U.S. dairy industry also produces more than 2 million pounds of butter a year. And that makes sense. Think of everything that has butter in it, and from just butter, plain old using butter to cook with, butter to roll, butter in on corn on the cob. I mean, there's a million usages for butter on your toast, all of that. And I think she said this, talking about cows producing over 1,900 pounds of milk a month. Wow, pretty big number, right? Pretty big number. 2,000 varieties of cheeses. I get that because when I walk into the grocery store, that's what the first thing I see is cheeses of all kinds. I thought it was interesting, the idea of some of those recipes. And, you know, there's like Father's Day, it's coming up. It's a big month for summer. Like she's talking about summer, the start of summer officially. And I think that idea of lemonade stand cookies. Did you have a lemonade stand when you were a kid? You like the taste of lemons. I like the taste of lemons. And I was looking at the recipe. It has 12 ingredients. It takes just a little over 30 minutes to, you know, actually cook it. And then you've got like 8 servings plus, and I'm going to try those. I'm going to try that. You have 1 stick of butter, room temperature, granulated sugar, teaspoon of lemon extract. Am I getting everybody hungry? We need something to distract us and make us happy. 1 cup of confectioner's sugar, cream cheese, eggs, vanilla. Oof. I think I'm going to do it. I wish that I could invite all of you in and have a lemon. You're going to have a lemonade stand cookie on me, but I'll let you know how it tastes and how it all works out. Music means I got a skedaddle. Thanks to all of you for listening to this interview and this show, as always. My name's Kate Delaney. Come aboard anytime.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Poudiarco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.